There's been an alarming rise in coronavirus cases in New South Wales. The 18 new cases, some of them outside Sydney's northern beaches, have prompted the state government to impose tighter restrictions on household gatherings and New Year's Eve celebrations. Authorities fear infection numbers will climb even further in the coming days, with people in Wollongong, south of Sydney, being urged to get tested after a COVID-positive woman visited a number of churches and other venues. And a new mystery cluster across three households has emerged in Sydney's inner west. The worsening outbreak means interstate border restrictions are unlikely to lift anytime soon, and the Northern Territory, which had opened up to most of Greater Sydney residents, has reimposed quarantine requirements on people who've been in seven new hotspot suburbs. The growing case numbers have sparked calls for the entire city of Greater Sydney to be put into lockdown. Nick Grimm begins our coverage.
Health authorities are calling it the Croydon Cluster, and the news today of six new cases on their doorstep has rattled residents of the usually quiet Sydney suburb, including this local.
And my concern is that we haven't been told where these people have been. You know, other clusters, they've said, you know, they've been at this McDonald's or that place or somewhere else. Well, we haven't been told anything today.
The Croydon cluster so far involves three adults and three children, all members of the same family who gathered at various times over Christmas. 28 other family members are currently deemed to be close contacts of those infected, and more positive cases are expected to be reported in the coming days. This afternoon, New South Wales Health released a list of venues now of concern, including the Bankstown Sports Club, Westfield Liverpool, the Santa Claus photo booth at Westfield Burwood, as well as a pharmacy in Katoomba.
Well, it just brings to home where we're all thinking we're safe. Oh, it's over the north side. You know, we're untouched by this. It really is hitting close to home.
Julie Passis is a councillor with Sydney's Inner West Council. Her ward takes in part of Croydon.
And I would urge all people in this area to go down and be tested. I don't think we're taking this seriously enough. I had a friend in his mid-50s that nearly lost his life, and he is still not well. And reports that I'm hearing is he might be ever 100%.
But testing numbers in the state remain well down on last week's record levels. The 17,000 conducted yesterday, too few to reassure authorities they're staying ahead of the virus's spread. There were 18 new cases, half linked directly to the Avalon cluster on Sydney's northern beaches. In Wollongong, south of Sydney, news of two confirmed cases has led to long queues at testing clinics, after one of those infected visited a series of venues. At this stage, the origin of that outbreak, along with the new cluster in the inner west, remain a mystery. Premier Gladys Berejiklian.
In particular, the Croydon cluster is of concern because there are no direct links at this stage. The health experts are working overtime with all extended family members who are involved to make sure that that cluster, all contact details, all venues and movements of that extended family are made apparent so that we can identify all the close contacts. In view of this, we have decided to make some further decisions regarding New Year's Eve.
Those decisions will see the number of visitors allowed in homes reduced from 10 to just 5 across Greater Sydney, including the Central Coast, Wollongong and Blue Mountains areas. Outdoor gatherings will be reduced from a maximum of 50 to 30 people. And no visitors will be allowed at aged care facilities until at least January 6th. Meanwhile, the state's Chief Health Officer, Kerry Chant, worries she's no closer to learning where any of the outbreaks originated, or for that matter, where the virus could pop up next.
We've been very clear that we've been concerned about these seeding events that may have seeded other parts. And we've also been very clear that because we don't understand the full chain of transmission, how it actually got into the northern beaches, we are concerned there might be unrecognised spread.
That's led to calls for Greater Sydney to be put into lockdown. Infectious diseases expert Professor Mary Louise McClaws has told The World Today it will take at least 3 months to bring the city's outbreak under control.
New South Wales is in a heap of trouble, so it's going to take a very long time with a lot of hard work, and we shouldn't just be relying on contact tracing. We should be relying on mandatory mask use when we have to go outside, cancelling New Year's Eve, cancelling the cricket in Sydney.
But as numbers grow, one positive sign for health experts can be found in the very low number of COVID cases in this country requiring hospitalisation. Professor Paul Kelly is Australia's Chief Medical Officer.
We have, pleasingly, still very few cases in hospital. So despite that increase in cases in New South Wales, we only have 19 people hospitalised across the nation in relation to COVID, and no one in ICU.
But for this Croydon resident, that's of little solace when the virus is still spreading.
No, I just wish people would be sensible and not think that they're the only ones that need to go and watch football and cricket and go to a party and go to a hotel and whatever. People are just too selfish.
A Croydon resident speaking to our reporter Nick Grimm.